If you're like me, your snaps and your Instagram are constantly flooded with people posting pictures from their travels. So if you're someone that loves travel or aspires to see the world, you should listen to The Travel Guides. It's spelled G-U-Y-D-E-S, The Travel Guides. The podcast is dedicated to making travel easy for everyday people like you and me, hosted by two brothers with a passion for the getaway. A lot of you guys send me and Mandy DMs and messages about how we get such cheap travel, especially when we pay for it on our own and we're not fucking for it. So if you listen to The Travel Guides, it'll rid you of the anxiety through tips of how to travel on a budget and maximize your time. Each episode highlights a unique travel experience from a young adult of color, predominantly, who's globetrotting the hell out of their 20s and 30s while holding down jobs and all the other adulting shit we have to do. So don't miss the next episode of The Travel Guides, available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Listen, subscribe, and tell a friend. Remember, your next adventure is just a click away.
I gonna know this song.
Okay.
You're just not gonna know this song.
I know Russ.
You know this song?
Why do you keep doing this?
What?
This is a fun podcast and you always want to make it so weird with these slow
ass. It's not.
To me. Okay, cool.
This is nice.
Is it?
It's talking about being wifed up, bitch. We know you waiting.
Me too. First of all, bitch. I'm in reverse right now.
With these.
Glad you're having a good time.
Oh my God. Well, anyways, guys, you kill me. I hate you so much.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, guys, that's the bitch of the show, if y'all haven't realized. Welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl, Mandy B.
And I'm Wheezy.
And we are here yet again.
Oh, that's right.
So she's high. I'm not. She just took an edible, and I'm scared that she may die during the recording of this.
But it's like...
It's fake, then.
Everything's just feeling kind of weighty.
It's fake. I'm convinced whatever edible she just took is not real,
that
bro.
That was the best word I could find it. It's just kind of like weighty.
Weighty?
Like, I felt high when I was at the Women's March.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just feel like a lot of weight.
Dude, honestly, that makes sense. I'm telling you, this might be the beginning of you about to feel paralyzed.
Imagine if I died on the podcast. Could we get money from Engine Room?
I don't think we're a part of their insurance yet.
Okay, let me give you your present that you really didn't think I got you.
I don't believe you got it to me because, mind you guys, real quick, she said she got me this present at least a month ago.
Okay, and so I did, but when it comes from China, it takes a long time.
Oh, so she got me an AliExpress gift.
Best friends?
Let me see this $2 gift real quick.
Maybe it would have been made in America if we was cooler. But anyway, you came to my house once because I was like, you told me this is something you need. And this weight loss journey gift.
Okay.
And you tried on one of mine and you're like, I need this.
What is it?
I got you some hoe outfits.
Oh my God. I'm done with you. So, you know what? This is also crazy because this was my New Year's resolution.
I know you told me. You were like, I need to start getting my lingerie.
I need to start being sexy.
Yeah, you said it on our
show. Yes. Oh, the little cami. Isn't that cute?
It is cute.
Bitch, I can't wear it. You know, I fuck 24/7 at his place. So now he got.
Bitch, you don't have a hoe bag?
I know. I'm not going to go there and dress.
Look how tiny this is.
My ass going to be all out of that, bitch. So I'm just supposed to wrap it like that?
Dude, yeah. Put it in your fucking coat pocket.
And then change into a cami?
Bro, I change every time. I be showing right up like, oh, let me go in the bathroom. And put my whole gear on.
Why, thank you for the gift.
Look at the black one.
Oh, let me see the black one. Since we on video and shit. Hey, y'all.
The purple one is your current size. And the black one is for when you get even skinnier.
Oh, that's cute.
Right? But you can probably fit your ass in it.
That's covering my nipple right now.
Okay, so.
That's covering... Oh, bitch is cute.
I know.
It definitely looks like a t-shirt right now, so I can't wait to get small. Bitch.
It's honestly, I think it's just supposed to cover like the tip of your pussy. At least all mine do.
Oh.
It's not like different out the house.
Oh, it come with panties too. Okay, that was cute, boo. Okay, I did say we was going to try to get, you know, better in the 2018, and this is a good start.
Getting you a gift?
This is a good start, you know what I mean?
It's a trying to be friends gift. No, but, like, I know that, like, when I was, like, just starting to lose weight and shit like that, get my body right, like, lingerie was, like, the shit for me. So, when you tried on that shit in my house, you're like, I need this. And you took 20 pictures. I was like, okay.
Don't do that. I'm 16 pounds down since, you know, inception, I guess I'll say. and it's weird. I wanted to bring this up because we have a lot of women who write in saying that I've given them confidence, not only in the bedroom, but just feeling confident about their size.
Right.
And I am undergoing this weight loss journey right now. And so I don't want people to feel like I neglected the big girls,
right,
or the thick girls. But I've also been getting different types of feedback from men in my life who... To me, now I feel like I'm super ready to drop this weight because I feel like I'm being overly sexualized with my weight and my body parts.
Right.
They're like, bitch, don't lose that ass. Bitch, don't lose them titties. And like I was telling Weezy before the show, this other guy literally said, well, can you sit on my face before you lose the weight you're going to lose? And I was just like...
Have you fucked him?
Nigga never fucked you in my life.
Was that the...
Never rode your face before.
What?
Yes. And I was just like, okay, I get that you're maybe liking my size, which is cool. And for a lot of the bigger women that listen, y'all know there's niggas that love us. Even though people want to fat shame.
It's so funny.
And throw shade.
I feel like shit to say like that is like so, ironically, so inappropriate. Maybe it's just because I love the Women's March, but like, now I got to do this before. Nigga. I'll tell you when I'm going to sit on your face.
Hello, and whether I'm the weight I am now or 60 pounds lighter, bitch, my pussy gonna taste the same. So, I mean, my pussy tastes
vegetables
is not gonna
might
change.
Got your shit a little skewed, bitch. Asparagus really fucks up the semen smell.
Does it?
I believe it's asparagus, red meat.
Well, I can't eat red meat, so that's right. Not a problem. Asparagus is too hard for the moment, so I think I'll just stay away from that vegetable, and then I'll be good.
Imagine if you got like super skinny, but you had to like pay this price of stank pussy.
I'm
like, what is this, smoothies here? I don't like kale pussy. I don't like kale pussy. Go back to chicken.
Yeah, no. So I'm hoping that that's not really too much of an issue. I also want to give a huge shout out to our two previous guests, both of sexperts. I know y'all think we know what we talking about, but me and Weezy want to let y'all know not sexperts.
They think we think they we think know we.
Yeah, I think
we were just hoes that are reborn and
born again
into corporate women, and now we are just telling our hoe tales and interviewing other people about them. We don't know the hoe of the world. I mean, the hoe of the world. The way what?
The way of the hoe of the world.
I told you, I feel real weighty. And kind of holy.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to Glamazon Taomi and to Michelle Hope. So, Weezy, if you guys listen to the episode, and we've gotten a couple feedbacks about it, people really realized that Weezy was really combative, or not even combative, but really questioning what the fuck Glamazon Taomi was saying about this free love thing. And I think it really just came from both of us really... Weezy came
I'm with Weezy on it. She contradicted herself a lot.
Yes.
Let me just say this. So generally when you meet people that are on the free love tip, which I have met before, I have never heard someone more condescending towards people that are monogamous ever. And
yeah.
Actually, a good friend of mine just broke up with her boyfriend, and she said to me, oh my God, it made me feel like I made so many mistakes when I listened to her. Like, should I have been more open? And I'm like, no, you be whatever you want to be.
Right.
Just because she's saying she don't own her man and she don't have to question her man doesn't mean that you can't be that way. It's whatever. I mean, I just didn't appreciate that she kind of skipped around communication. I think to have an open relationship and to allow your man to fuck whoever, and yes, I use the word allow. Right? This is still
right.
Your partner. You fucking me raw, so
and
I say what goes on that dick.
And she would say, you don't own. There's no possession.
I just thought it was
strange.
Yeah. She's like, you know, we got married. I'm his wife, but I'm also
not
his primary.
Why you got married?
But he could be inside of me. But and now that's why he has a key. I have a key now. But also sex is nothing. And it was just a lot of back and forth. And so as much as I liked her, she was a sexpert, not a relationship expert.
Agreed.
I felt like that way.
Agreed.
I also... had a lot of thoughts in my mind that I did feel like I couldn't say because you seemed uncomfortable.
And that's the thing. For you guys who are Patreon
subscribers,
if you guys watch the video, which is up now on Patreon, the full video.
I didn't watch it.
The tension in the room, you could cut with a fucking knife. So not only was I trying to go on because y'all know I got to move the show along.
It was
tense. It was also like Taomi started getting like, real snappy.
I don't think I realized it was going to take that turn because I thought she was going to sound like she knew what she was talking about. And I'm all here for non-monogamy.
Right.
But once you start saying like, I'm like, okay, so do you guys ever talk about it? We don't need to. He don't need to tell me what he's doing. Okay, so, bro, I've had a roommate, okay? And if my roommate isn't there by midnight, I'm like, hey, dude, where are you?
Oh, I be asking Crystal
so
if she died.
Why do you, don't
where
you
are
me,
you?
You don't owe me that as a fucking partner in this house.
Right.
Another thing, like, what boundary do you have if you don't care who he sleeps with? So cool, can he sleep with your colleagues? Can he sleep with your best friend and you not ask questions? Like,
right.
Since you don't own him. And that's the thing. Like, you're telling me there's no boundaries? And I was just shocked. And I think what made it ironic is that everyone that heard the 9 months thing kept ragging on her. And I felt bad about that. I didn't mean to ask her how long they've been together to tease her.
Right.
I honestly thought it was a long time.
Right.
But it made me feel like now it's showing this person that main it like people aren't going to believe you're sustainable without talking.
Right.
How can you not talk? One of the sexiest things for me in non-monogamy is you telling me about the date you went on or the sex you had. Like, I'm not doing this to feel uncomfortable when I hear about it. I wanted her to be more human, not so robotic and just act like you don't care. You have to feel something.
Right, and we talked about this after the show. Weezy was like, you can't just eliminate jealousy out of you being a person. You can't eliminate certain emotions, whether you're sad, whether you're jealous, whether you somewhat even feel insecure sometimes.
Right.
Those emotions just come. You can't train those things to leave.
Yeah.
And so that's what me and Weezy discussed after the show.
She said something about like innocence a lot. And I told Mandy that there's an innocence in jealousy too. We had a conversation where Mandy was telling me that she was going to go to London. And immediately, I was happy for her and excited for her, but then I also felt an innocent jealousy like, oh, damn, I wish I was going on vacation. It's not like this horrible thing like I don't want you to do it, much like when lover boy goes on a date with other girls. I feel a little bit of something, but I'm also excited. And
right.
It's okay because those feelings will dissipate at some point in time the more you get comfortable. But you ain't about to sit here and tell me you'll never get jealous, my nigga.
That's what. And so I know we got a little bit of feedback where people wanted to hear more of what Tyomi had to say about this. But again, as podcasters, we also not only, one, have to keep the show rolling, but I think that it was going in circles. Also, aside from, I felt the tension in the room. And again, it's just body
and
language.
And I know we didn't bring her here for that.
Yeah, no, and it's body language.
We should have honestly asked more sex questions. It's funny because one of my best friends,
they love the riding dick
Christopher
part.
Christopher knows that I had a problem with the episode, so he's listening to it, and he writes me. He's like, this is amazing. This girl is dope, blah, blah, blah. She knows what she's talking about. I said, are you finished yet? And he's like, no. I said, oh, okay. He wrote me in the morning. I understand what you're talking about, and I... And that's the thing. Like, she knows what the fuck she's talking about with sex. The A-spot, the riding, all of that stuff. She could speak to the pussy like no other. But what happened when we talked about love?
Right. Yeah. I agree.
What is sex? Sex is meaningless. Who cares about a sexual partner? Oh, how could I not have a key to his house if he's been inside me? What?
Yeah, it was just a little bit of
bro,
a
someone
mix
told
of
me they thought she was a female Hotep. You know what? I don't even want to keep ragging.
I don't even know what all of these terms mean.
You mentioned to me on Show So Shameless that her husband said she wasn't special.
No. So shout out to Tahoe, by the way.
Yeah, you telling me that?
Listen. So
there's someone in the room like, what?
Right. And I'm just gonna say this real briefly. You guys know Tahoe. He's been a guest on the show twice. And I've been a guest on his show. So Tyomi went on to the So Shameless podcast. And her husband actually had some guest
spots. So if you guys want to hear more of that.
If you want to hear more of that, they went onto the So Shameless podcast. And the husband pretty much came and said, loving someone, like no one gets more love. Everyone basically all has the same love. And pretty much in a room with other people said that Tyomi wasn't special to him. My love with her ain't no more special than the love that I have for someone else. And it's like, that's your wife, my nigga. How the fuck? And so,
dude, how are they black?
You're terrible.
I'm sorry. This is the most white people shit I've ever heard. Oh, it's, you know what? It's
WPS,
has
bro.
The same amount.
It's WPS.
Hey, this nigga got dreads.
He got dreads. Okay, we're not going to do that. We're not. Let's move on to the kink of the week, okay?
Right. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, if you guys haven't yet, check out the last two episodes.
What happened to all that, bro? Like, if you look at them, you feel like they're this, like,
they're like black queen, love.
Like, cocoa butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, like, all of it. I feel all of it, bro. And, like, I just feel like they're going to start talking about, like, queen shit. And,
oh,
like,
I was ready.
How you got to put her on a pedestal.
Nefertiti.
Blah, blah.
I was like, ready for
oh,
all
no.
the Egyptian talk.
You, Lisa, and Sarah are one and the same, my nigga.
Anyways. Let's they all have a key too? I know. I feel bad. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Then I was thinking, like, damn, niggas should have my have a key to my apartment because we fucking that whole thing. I just let her walk right the fuck
now
over
I
that.
I feel guilty. You might have been in my asshole, but not in my.
You don't have.
Oh no, I can't let you sleep over.
I'm
what?
Done.
You might have come on my face, but it's time for you to go.
Guys, so as you guys know, if you guys are new listeners, apparently we've gotten some feedback from new listeners not knowing what the fuck we talk about. So every episode, what we do is a kink of the week. And during this segment, we pretty much talk about kinks. We talk about things that could make you feel uncomfortable or things that you may do in the bedroom right now. And we kind of dig deeper into it.
Oh my God.
So this, look. I'm telling you, you about to be paralyzed from the neck down. You better enjoy holding that cup.
Like there's no more in the world.
Because you're not going to be able to hold a cup once you're really high. Unless you really got fake shit. But anyways, so guys, the kink
what
of
do you
the
mean,
week.
Like K2, bro? What do you mean fake shit?
You got fake shit because you're not high yet. And you took it like 5 hours ago,
bro. I got
bro.
High.
But you didn't get high like an edible high is supposed to get you. You got like weed high, not edible high. Edible high, you wouldn't have been able to walk.
I mean, I didn't eat a whole brownie.
Girl, I had a gummy bear. And bitch, I'm like two of you. And bitch, a gummy bear had me on my ass.
Okay.
So
well, I'm getting scared.
I'm just saying. Do we have 911 on speed dial? Anyone? I just want
to
make sure.
Bitch, I'm trying to get this
chick. Because when she go paralyzed,
take a while.
I'm going to keep going with the show. Y'all just need to wheelchair her out. Okay? Cool?
It's
all
like,
right.
I don't feel crazy high. It's just like things are like, it's like a Molly, I want to touch stuff. Hi.
I'm not fucking with you. Anyways, guys, we're going to get into the...
There's Molly in this?
Listen, and what?
I didn't give you a hug yet, so probably not.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't transmit to me. You're not contagious.
No. I mean, like, a hug, like, you know, getting in my emotions. But, like, I still want to touch a lot of things.
Well, good. We don't hug anyway, so that'll be something new.
All right.
Guys, so the kink of the week for this week is cosplay. Cosplay is pretty much kind of what it sounds like. It simply means that you're dressing up as your favorite character from a comic book, movie, or novel and taking on the persona of that character. I actually chose this because I was talking to a good friend of mine and he enjoys seeing women dressed up like these characters.
You were about to do that.
I was going to, well, with Lawyer Bay, he talked about it.
Don't try to downplay it.
I mean, don't
do
that.
You guys are about to do some Superman fucking.
Don't do that. It wasn't going to be Superman.
Okay.
He just wanted me to be like a superhero, and Superman is a man. It was going to be a woman superhero. Thank you very much.
It's still.
So the only reason that we got into the cosplay is because he wanted to record. He wanted to be on some amateur porn type shit. I said, all my tattoos, they going to know who I am. So he was like, we can get you a costume. And then I was like, okay.
And stick your head through the hole.
I mean, he could stick his dick through the latex. You know, I just needed to cover my tattoos.
How is that different from this nigga? First of all, if someone mentions tattoos, you can come up with another thing.
Like what?
I mean, like.
Like what? I'm asking you. If a nigga that you fucking want to fuck you and you know you got a whole sleeve.
I can see outfit, but I don't see anybody going into the, hey, let's do Marvel.
What?
A nigga be like, hey, put on like some latex, not like put on the latex? Wonder Woman outfit circa 2010. Like,
well, it's funny because so I was looking this up and they were actually saying it doesn't always have to relate to sexuality. But like, so the friend of mine who's into this, there's a girl on Instagram. Who
yeah,
I'm gonna
cosplay
try
to, isn't sex.
Yeah, I'm going to try to have her come in
that
because
fucks with. Superman?
Because basically men pay for her to get her makeup done, buy the costumes, and these things are get really fucking pricey.
To do what?
To take pictures and pose and act like the players. Like, act like the character.
Act like the players.
Act like the players.
We know where your head's at.
What? Video games, bitch. So it was crazy because while I was reading up on this, it said that this is the sexual part of this comes from furries. And if you don't know what a furry is when people buy costumes to dress up like animals.
Why am I getting uncomfortable?
Which
is it the weed?
Because
or
it's
this?
Not bestiality, but I somehow people get aroused by feeling like they're fucking stuffed animals. I don't know. I told you I used to hump my teddy bear when I was young.
Bitch,
so.
Because we didn't know what else to do, not because we liked teddy.
I don't know, but I mean, it was kind
of. Bitch, I hunched the edge of the bed. That didn't mean I want to fuck my mattress. It just was a surface.
So this is what it says.
If you stuck me in a room with my hands tied, I'd probably fuck this chair too.
You're going to fuck the chair?
I'm saying if I had no other
option. Just to grind your pussy on something? Right. I mean, I get... Well, it says here, most people enjoy petting soft animals. And other people prefer petting soft animals that are actually adults in soft animal costumes. Like cosplay, the furry trend came out of nerd culture.
I'm trying not to be judgy at all.
You've been judgy on the last couple, actually. Like, even the toe fucking, you seemed really off. And
no, I haven't. My
actually,
friends have done it.
Wait, I wanted to show you. Did you see the DM that we got?
Oh, and when you went off on the dude?
No, the DM.
And you were like, oh, people like it. Blah,
the
blah, blah.
DM of...
Whoa!
So you guys can't really see this. I don't know if you can. But we got a DM from one of our guy followers.
His foot is up her ass.
It's up her ass.
And his dick is in his hand.
Yeah.
You want to show the class here? Put it around.
I showed him already.
This is lovely. No.
So
they're in a hotel, so I feel like that's grounds for, like, let's do some nasty shit.
Oh, of course, because we don't do nasty shit in my
you
bed.
Think shit
like,
on
don't
itself?
Make me squirt in my own bed, please. Because then I got to wash my sheets. I'm in New York. That's $15. I don't know if y'all know. And that's just the comforter.
Bro, this is
that
so,
ain't even a sheet.
This
nigga.
Is gold.
I know. I'm going to ask him if we could post it on the page because I put an emoji over his dick.
Bro.
But anyways, guys.
I'm definitely high.
Basically.
Because that brought it back.
She's been pretty judgy with the kinks, kind of. Well, not judgy. We just don't understand. And so it's funny because a lot of my followers are like, toe fucking. What the fuck is that? And on the Horrible Decisions page, we got a DM from a listener and was like, I'm so glad y'all brought that up.
They
I
were
love
black,
that
by the way.
Shit.
The people in the
They're
pictures,
black.
They were.
It's a black dick. It's black.
She's a black.
This
woman?
Isn't wow. White people shit, apparently.
Dog, we are evolving.
Niggas are out here getting their toes fucked.
Niggas and wives aren't special no more. Toes is up your ass. Listen, we are a new species of niggas. And I have missed that meeting.
It's a millennial thing.
This is why niggas are starting to go vegan. I still am. I need to eat weed more.
But yeah, so for any of you guys who are into cosplay, we would love to hear any of your stories or what stuffed animals you're attracted to fucking.
Now, so.
You think Black Panther's not really a costume. It's a, what, black turtleneck and a bidet or whatever them shits is called?
What Black Panther-ass bootleg movie have you been seeing?
I'm thinking of Black Panther. Is there a real panther in Black Panther?
It's not an... Let's go to the next topic. I'm too fucked up.
Wait, is there really a Black Panther in this new Black Panther movie?
Bitch, yeah!
Oh, I thought it was just like the Black Panther movement.
Is this the girl that, yeah. Wait, what did you just say?
I mean, Michael B. Jordan is in it, so I thought it was just...
I'm going to let Chris step in. I'm going to go get this girl. You're tripping the fuck out, and I'm the one on drugs. What the fuck?
My bad.
You thought this was a Black Panther revolutionary movie?
Can I see the
movie?
Costume? What
you
the super,
did not
what's
understand
What's a Black Panther superhero?
My no. nigga, what is wrong with you? Oh, my God.
Damn it, you went.
Do you live?
Oh, shit, what's going on? You cut us off.
Bro, you just went in on me for not watching Love & Hip Hop because I don't know black culture.
Oh, my God.
And you don't
And I know exactly black culture.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
It is a fantasy.
Oh, that's him? That's a panther? That look like a... Oh.
Does that look like a costume to you?
Oh, now it does.
Oh, wow.
I just heard Michael B. Jordan. I thought it was just going to be like
Chris,
they was going to have some black turtlenecks on.
This is the guest.
Oh, we got our next guest coming in. Okay,
holy
so.
Holy shit. No.
Damn,
here.
Okay. Thanks for shaming me. I didn't know that I was going to. That looks like Batman with like some tribal. With some tribal teeth on his
Don't
neck.
Don't go through my pussy pics. Just take the phone and do what you've got to do with it. Talk to her. I'm on drugs. Do not take advantage of me. Not on the
She's
woman's March Day.
She's on some bootleg-ass K2 from the corner store.
Take the phone.
That shit from the corner store.
I don't know what it was, but I'm scared.
Damn. Okay, well.
Black Panther is a real movie thing.
My bad. Okay.
And comic. It's Marvel, not DC, right?
It's Marvel.
And apparently, I've heard some stats about it being like the most popular.
The most, the most highest paid, tickets, most sold out tickets.
Come on, Black Panther.
I heard all of that. But,
on that Black Panther
I didn't know it was an actual like superhero.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't laugh at me. We got people
She's
in the
like,
room.
Well, that's not really a costume. It's like a turtleneck and an afro. You know, like from the Super Bowl.
I was like thinking Colin Kaepernick. My bad. Okay, fuck all of you in the ass with no lube while we have the... Don't laugh at me. I like laughing with y'all, not when y'all laugh at me.
It's so hard.
Damn,
right,
my eyes watering, but this probably from the lash glue, because goddamn. Anyways, guys, we're
You've
gonna
been coming in full makeup to every show lately.
Bitch,
like niggas
we got
you.
Cameras and shit. Hey, y'all. And bitch, I might go on a date for a smoothie after the food. You know, I can't eat shit else. We're going to go ahead and get into our horrible decision this
week.
What
is it?
Online dating and apps. And look, bitch, we talked about this.
I know. I'm just saying, like.
But it's crazy because.
This is how I peed in the treehouse.
It's funny because so many people have been asking us about online dating apps. Clearly, you guys have heard our stories. That's where I met Felon Bay, was Tinder. And then that's also where I met the guy where his ex-girlfriend showed up on our date and completely ruined it and started harassing my life.
Yeah.
So I haven't had great luck with online dating apps. I have, however, met some quality penis from it.
I thought people was going to come out of your mouth. But okay.
I've had maybe two that turned into like
what
fuck
apps
buddies.
Are you currently on?
I decided to go back to Seeking Arrangement because, bitch, Tinder and Bubble is not working for me. Okay. So I may as well just go and tell these niggas I want their money.
Let me tell you an interesting app I've been on that I really wish people would utilize more. I'm not on it right now or anything, but it's called Happn, H-A-P-P-N. And it's an app kind of like, so basically the only app I know where you can do people in proximity is Grindr, but it's only for gay men. Happn shows you people like that are next to you, a few feet away, whatever.
Oh shit.
And bitch, when I first moved to New York, I was getting so many free lunches. I was like, oh my God, I'm in the neighborhood. What the fuck? But I mean, I work midtown and so the shit was just loading up, bitch. And yeah, it was really fun. I never slept with anybody from Happn, but I did have a good time on there, like meeting people instantly. And it felt like just a thing, like you're here, I'm here. Like it was super cool. Another one that I'm on right now is called Hinge. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's people that somehow are attached to people you know, according to Facebook or LinkedIn.
Okay.
But
that sounds cool, actually.
Which is cool because it's like a common theme. Now, you obviously run out of people, so it's not all like that. But it's pretty cool. Like it said, oh, common connection with you and this guy. He lived in Orlando at 1.2.
Oh, wow.
Like that. Some of the niggas are ugly. But it's a cool app. The best looking men I've ever seen on an app were Bumble.
And it's funny because I've heard the opposite coming from men is that that's where they find a lot more attractive females. Right. Something that I wanted to talk about because it's an app that I tried and I want to let you guys know that I didn't too much care for it was POF, Plenty of Fish.
When did you try that?
Girl, for 3 days, Cindy put me on it.
When?
This was probably when I first moved to New York, 2012.
Okay. That was going to be on there. Well, I fucked my first white guy on Plenty of Fish.
Apparently it's one of the still most leading dating sites, but I wanted to let you guys know
Your mom's on it, she said.
Which is trash. No, I don't think she's on it.
Your mom mentioned Plenty of Fish.
Maybe that's where she met her nigga. I don't know. But so the problem that I have with Plenty of Fish, and this will hopefully deter you if this is what you're interested in, it's pretty much like a tagged, if you guys remember that. You have full access to everyone. Tagged is an old social media site. But basically, you could message anybody. And to me, I didn't like it because, bitch, I was getting like 50 messages.
Yeah, I remember. I was on Plenty of Fish, too.
You get like 50 messages, and if someone sees your picture, they could just write you, which is why I like the Tinder and the Bumble. I like the Tinder and the Bumble because you have to be a match before they can message you. Just like Instagram.
Tinder has
Twitter.
A premium now for $10. You know, most people know the premium is for like swiping in other cities, but there's a premium where you can swipe someone first. Like they can't see you. Only people you've swiped can see you.
Oh.
And I'm actually paying for that right now.
You're paying for a dating app.
It's $10 and I don't really want, I don't know. I'm running into like a lot of colleagues that have Tinder.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't really want people to like, people have screenshotted me and like, you know, my name is on there. And like, I've had people tag me on Instagram in my Tinder profile. And I'm just like, dude, okay, you saw me, whatever. And so I just kind of want to eliminate that. And like, my company name is on there. And I didn't realize it's hard to take the option out. They could at least see the title. So I took that out. Now I'm just paying the $10 just to basically swipe niggas and creep.
When I lived in Asia, I paid, I believe, maybe $4.99. And that gave me more super likes and
It's $10 now. It was $4.99.
It was $4.99. And it gave me the option to also go back if I swiped someone.
That shit been fun, bitch.
Bitch, I be wanting to swipe back. Like, because I be like this, for real. Like,
Now, Bumble, you have to do is shake it and you get another
swipe. And you get back.
And you know how you get more? So you get three tries to do that in one day. If you need it more than three times, you have to post about Bumble on Facebook.
Oh.
And so I really wanted some because this nigga was fine.
Because he was
a scammer. Swipe left, so I went on and I was like, hey guys, I think I met the love of my life and I have to post this Bumble link just to get the match back. But I mean, I do want to say that Bumble, I think, has more. They have a verified thing now.
Right.
Which I like. There's a lot better looking black men on there because I think Tinder just be a bunch of niggas like, you can fuck some
hoes. It'd be a whole bunch of just not good looking
niggas. Ooh, let me show you, bitch. You know I'm trying to go back to my roots or whatever. Let me show you this dude. I feel like he might be a bum.
I hope it's not someone I matched with.
Probably is. Remember, so on our episode with XD and Jade, he goes, when you go on Tinder or Bumble, you just gotta like swipe right all the
swipe
blacks.
Swipe right all the blacks.
How they look after.
I'm not gonna lie, I be matching with some and then go back to my messages and I'm like,
that motherfucker matched me. He told me he was a vegan and I was like, LOL, cool. Are you getting that from living in Murray Hill? And I guess I got on my
Yeah,
match.
That was that wasn't good. I wanted to
Why would I swipe a black man away if we can't eat chicken together and talk about white people?
I'm done with you. I wanted to share other dating sites that I found that me and Weezy probably are not on and will ever get on. For one, Christian Mingle. that one is, if you're really into your religion, you can meet people who share your values,
you
morals, and
Jesus.
Traditions. You're not fucking Jesus on Christian Mingle.
I don't get
bro.
It. It's just
Jesus'
so crazy.
Dick is not for fucking. You
so
can't
like, you
fuck
think they
dick.
Fuck on Christian Mingle, or how Christian are they? You know what I'm saying? We're going to go on this religious website and talk about how good we are with the Lord, and then it's like, oh, no, but I'm still trying to get some pussy. We should do a test and go on there.
But I'm not Christian.
No, but it'll be fun. We can see if we can get the Jesus.
Okay, so for research, because y'all, I'm going to All Star Weekend, but it's going to be for research.
What?
For research purposes.
Match.com is supposed to be good, but I'm not ready Match for that.
So these are the ones, black. Of course, if you guys watch TV, these come up often. You have Black People Meet, you have Match.com, and another one that I see on here is called OK Cupid. It's one of the first ones.
That's where my home
to come out. And then there's just a lot of different ones. There's Chemistry.com. This is another one that I found interesting. eHarmony is another one.
Have you ever done an eHarmony?
I've never made an account.
It takes an hour because, to fucking get through the test.
Because they synchronize
and
you with your matches.
Ugly, and I feel like I'm an ugly person on the inside because the things they gave me were trash.
This was the most interesting dating site that I found. And we all know about it because it was recently in the news. But Ashley Madison.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a dating
Security
site
breach.
For cheatings. For cheaters. So if you want to cheat on your bitch, your wife, there's a dating app for that. It's called Ashley Madison, and they just had a security breach, but hopefully they don't anymore.
There's another good one. What's your price?
So were we on that together in Orlando?
We were like in teenagers.
So
dude.
I'm gonna share y'all. We ain't gonna get into the seeking arrangement. Well, actually, I'll talk about seeking arrangement later because that's what me and my friends are all currently on.
Oh my god! But I've been on a what's your price date.
So have I, and so has my friend. And bitch, this guy gave her $200 bills, and one was fake, bitch.
Bro, I was really
she
poor
came back
when
mad
I had
as
to
fuck.
Go,
so let me tell you guys about what's your price. If you're literally looking just to go on dates, what's your price?
If you want to eat, bitch.
If you want to eat, basically, you're getting paid to eat with a guy. So you name your price. My friend, you can name.
You can, 50. Like, bid and, like, counter offer.
You can counter offer and all of that. So,
it's,
like,
it's,
I've
it
been.
It makes you feel like a terrible person, but it's
it
nice
does.
When you get the cash.
So, like, I've been on a date. I think I went on one. I only went on one because to me it was weird. But it was for $100. And he took me to a Thai restaurant. And so not only did he pay for everything on the date, at the end of the date, he gave me $100
yeah,
for going on the
it
date
says,
with
like,
him.
No double dutching, like to the men, like you can't just pay for the date and then like not pay for the
right.
I had a nigga not give me the cash. Did I tell you about that?
Wait, what?
So I went on 3 what's your price dates.
Okay.
One man whose veneers I thought were gonna fall out. I was so scared. This was the first like time where I was like, how old? I think I was 18.
I did it here in New York.
You did?
Yeah, that's the Thai restaurant, and he ended up liking me and wanted to do Korean barbecue, and I was just like.
Oh, no, this is it. That was my price.
I was
what's
like,
your price
I was
for
like, you know you
food?
Have to pay for
you
the next
date,
too.
You have not asked me for alcohol yet. No. I went on a what's your price date with an old white guy, and, like, I hate how, like, old white men always call you, like, baby and sweetie, and, bleh. Oh, honey, dear. And, like, I remember this woman came, and she was like, oh, do you know what you want to drink? And he goes, yes, my young lady friend with, like, a martini. And I was like, what? And I was so scared they were going to ask for my ID. So, anyway, we went on
a
date.
Oh, this was before you were even 21.
I was 18 years old.
Oh, trash.
So he gave me $200.
You was a hoe early.
Bitch. This is why I'm a reformed hoe.
Hey.
So I went on the date, got that cash. Then went on a date with, and I thought, like, okay, this guy's young and he's black and he's cute. This is going to work. At this time, I had never been with a white man in my life. I went on a date with this dude. We went for sushi, Sushi Katana
okay.
in Orlando. And we left and he drove me home and I was like kind of like waiting for it to happen.
For the money.
And I was scared because I was just like, I know what to say or what to do. So I just fucking took the free food. I was broke anyway. And then the third date, really funny, it was for $600.
Oh, shit.
And he told me he was going to take me to eat at Norman's at the Ritz in Orlando, which is a great restaurant. If you've never been there, it's amazing. And so I honestly just thought I hit the jackpot and it was $600 for food. And it was not.
Wait, so you ain't get money twice then?
Wait.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
So we get up. He's like, oh, do you want to have a nightcap with me?
Oh, that was the $600, bitch.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess I have to. And I'm dumb, bitch. I'm like, I guess I got to go up there to get the cash. So I got up there. And he had like some panties or lingerie. And I was like, oh, like I was really nervous. And I was like, I'm really sorry. And I was like grabbing my purse to leave. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, maybe it's my fault. I should have been more clear with expectations.
Absolutely.
And he's like, don't worry about it. Maybe can I see you tomorrow? And I was like, he was like pushing the cash towards me, by the way. And he was like, no, take it. Like, let's try again. I'm here for another 3 days. Can I see you tomorrow? I was like, yeah, of course. Took that money, ran, bitch, paid my rent. I was so happy. I thought my rent was only $400. And
yeah,
I remember that.
That's crazy.
I mean, that I'm sure was like a once in a fucking lifetime that like someone's going to be that nice to give you money without fucking them. But
right.
He saw how like I was visibly nervous.
Right.
And I think that's the thing with the whole Aziz story, which obviously we talked about or we're going to talk about with our next guest. But that girl just didn't really understand like what fucking on a first date was, you know, like. I think me and you have experienced that. We've had men let's not talk,
because even what you just said right now, bitch, I don't agree. I think she knew. She just wanted to be the girlfriend, and she really realized she was just
going to be a
fuck. A
lot of women have never had that experience with a man that's used to fucking on the first night or can fuck on the first night. I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. There's a lot of women who have never been through that. Me and you been around the block, bitch, okay?
I mean, but I've also had guys that thought they were going to fuck on the first night, and I mean, we going to get into that.
Because what if you never have been there?
This is not this
episode. Bro, I'm telling you, on that date I went on, I was innocent enough to really think $600 was for food. I had never known. And maybe that bitch just didn't know. You can't negate someone's experiences in their life. I'm telling you.
So what I want to do next, guys, is talk about online dating tips.
I'm on drugs, okay? I fucking ate this weed. You can't blame it on me today.
This is K2 from the corner store. Shut up.
It's not.
So
anything, bro. This could be anthrax.
You know, it probably is. It's probably fucking baking soda.
I thought it was gonna go away by the time we got here.
I'm done with you. Anyways, what I wanted to do is kind of talk about online dating tips briefly. And I wanted to kind of, me and Weezy have both been on quite a bit of dating apps. And so I wanted to give tips to the people who are considering making ones or people who have dating apps and need to revamp theirs. The number one thing that I dislike on dating apps, and I'm gonna tell y'all motherfuckers now, stop putting the pictures of groups on the page, because it's always the fine nigga that I ain't swiping.
Why?
I don't like group pictures. You're dating. Like, blur out their faces or something, because then you'd look uglier next to your finer friend.
No.
And then I might swipe because I'm gonna
you have to put me on your friend. And take the L. I'll show you mine.
You have group pictures?
Group pictures, right? Show your personality.
Do you have group pictures with men or women?
Here you go. All right.
Uh-huh. I'm looking.
First pick.
I'm looking. First pick. Go ahead.
Me and the sumo wrestlers.
Sumo wrestlers. That doesn't constitute a group
pick.
Me
and my homegirl.
Why are you... Can you... This is on video. Because I want to say...
What's the problem?
You're clearly the hotter one on that picture.
Oh, bitch. Stop.
Like,
she's
that makes sense. But you're clearly the hotter one.
I'm just wearing a crop top.
You're showing your skin. They're going to hope that's you.
And then I have...
And then your titties out, and then you on the bed.
You said last night, bitch, I'm lit. No, I mean, I think group pictures... I enjoy group pictures with people because you kind of see...
I don't.
What their friends look like where they're at. It, like, shows you active. I can't agree with you on that one.
I think your first picture
shouldn't be a group picture.
Which is kind of... I guess I'll say that then.
Or a lot of people say, okay, I'm the one in the green. I'm the one on the left. Like, group pictures can show your personality.
I've been swiping a whole lot. These niggas don't even write on their bio anymore.
I would rather have four group pictures than four selfies. I would rather have to figure out who you are. I'm sorry. I think it's asinine to think
that
someone's going to have, like, no friend pictures. Like, plus, if you don't have...
Save that for Instagram and Facebook. Not for dating apps.
Can we take a vote? Raise your hand if you think group pictures suck.
The whole room. Thank you.
Fuck y'all.
Thank you, bitch. Save group pictures for, because then most of the time they ask, do you have an Instagram?
But
right. Got him.
I
ew.
I
want to
see your friends.
No, bitch. I don't want to see your friends when I'm trying to date you.
I just like to see people active.
No, bro. Then go to their Instagram. Ask for their Facebook. Fucking become Facebook friends.
Well, then I'm going to have to exchange Instagrams.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want them knowing.
Exactly. So that's where I'm going with that. I guess another thing that I've seen on Tinder, and it's quite funny, they won't have a bio at all. They'll just have their height. So
I'm all right with that.
Bitch, me too. So I was talking to this guy and girl. He was fine, and he had kind of a larger head, so I thought his body would be larger, if that makes sense. Because, like, tall niggas got different size heads.
They got
the shorter
necks.
Niggas.
You can always tell.
Yeah. So we talking, and he cute, and finally I asked, because I'm the shallow bitch, so how tall are you? 5'7". And I felt bad, because it's just like we were really having a conversation, and then it just stopped, because...
I asked someone their height once, and he skipped over it, and then I asked it again, and he wrote me back. I swear to God, it was the longest text message, and it said, "We've been talking so long, my personality should overcompensate anything that you think my height should be." Nigga, what is it? So I didn't even read the whole thing. I skimmed through, looked for the numbers. He was 5'5".
Oh, no, that's just too short.
I had to block him because I was scared.
I know, I'd be unmatching. 5'7", unmatched.
I honestly just kind of got turned off at how long he took to fucking tell me.
Right. Another thing that I think it's a good thing to do, right. I guess. So something that I've been asking a lot of the men that I meet as soon as we match and as soon as we start talking is, what is your intent? Why are you on this website? Because Seeking Arrangement is a website where clearly women are looking to be compensated for the time that they spend with you. Most of the guys know that. However, now it's turning into they're really looking for love, or they're looking for a relationship, or looking for someone to just kick it. On Tinder, it's more so, I'm just looking for fun.
Sometimes
so,
I don't know how to answer that question.
I do. I mean,
because
I
don't know what I want with that person. Like,
but see, not.
I know what I'm on
I
Tinder
know what
with
I
you.
Want.
I just,
what
I
are
don't
you,
know. Like,
what are you on? What is your purpose for swiping?
Right now?
Yes.
I just want to go on dates right now.
Okay.
And
so you could
tell
somebody that, and their intention may be, well, I'm just trying to Netflix and chill. Nips it in the butt real early.
Right.
And so, like, for me, especially on Tinder, a lot of people are saying, I'm just looking to have fun. To me, translation, it's millennial generation. I'm looking for somebody to fuck. And right now, I'm genuinely not looking for that. Bitch, I got 24/7. Like, bitch, we in. Like, it's really good. I'm getting, like... multiple times a week, I'm happy.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you. So, like, when someone's telling me they're looking for fun, I can't give them that. Like, I want someone I can catch a vibe with. I want someone that I can genuinely like, I can do stuff with. I still haven't been ice skating. I need a nigga who want
to
ice skate. It's frozen water.
You need a nigga
I know
you
niggas
Black
don't
Panther,
do...
because you know what the fuck that was.
Fuck you. I know niggas don't like water, but when it's frozen, niggas like water? Like, frozen? Ice? Like, ice skating? Niggas don't
Yo,
ice
did you
skate?
See the black chick that was doing the ice sledding, whatever? What's it called? Like the first, she's American. She's the first black person to do like skiing or like in the Olympics. She started like 6 months ago.
Well, I know niggas don't like swimming. So I figured if it was frozen, we could be on top. No, skating isn't a nigga thing either. You did it. See, that's cute.
I'll do skating. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever.
Okay.
I can do a little something.
Okay. Do you have any tips for anyone looking to build a dating app page?
I think the best tip I could give is to lower your expectations
a lot,
and you will most
have zero.
Yeah, like when
have
I am like really, really trying hard, I feel like that's when it's just like more overwhelming, and you keep finding people that don't equate with what you have going on in your head. Like, have low expectations, and you won't be disappointed. Something women that I think you shouldn't do on dating apps, like the filter on the Snapchat thing, it's just like kind of weird.
I hate it.
And it gives people the impression that you're less attractive than you really are.
Especially for men. I don't want to see you in doggy ears or a flower crown. Because
men,
then...
I also really don't like men with emojis
men do
in
that,
their
yes.
Bios. I feel like it's kind of cheesy how they like tell you their activities they like to do through emojis.
Through emojis, yeah.
Just like
very, very cheesy.
Characters, thank you. Actual letters from
letters.
The English alphabet. I like people that are doing something in their picture that they like to do, like...
traveling. Well, I love seeing people
like,
with
I mean,
travel
I have,
pictures.
Like, the picture
I have the Thailand picture,
I have pictures
picture,
with
yeah.
food because I want them to know this is important to me. eating nachos, bitch, they come over with sour cream dripping down. It looks like cum. But I need them to know that I need to be fed. Fucked, fed, and financed. So you'll see the travel pictures, you see these cities, and you see the food. Fuck me, feed me, finance me.
Boom.
That's what I'm looking for. It was implied the whole time.
Oh.
That's
what Aziz thought, you know, non-verbally.
I'll read you my bio.
Implication.
Pull up yours.
Implication.
All right, here's mine.
Wait, what are you pulling up?
Your bio, what it says.
Oh, I'm going to pull up my Tinder bio. I'm not really on Bumble.
I have black and Israeli, living in LES. I like books, Kanye, museums, smart people, long dinners, swapping stories, talking shit about Trump, and anything Game of Thrones related. I just want to find a new best friend to send memes all day to.
That's cute.
Right? It's like so
I'm not going to lie. I feel kind of the shade because now that I'm looking at what my bio says, bitch, I got emojis a little bit. But so mine says world traveler, student slash sports junkie.
Humble flex. World traveler.
Bitch, I've been on continents, though. But almost all of them.
You've been, name all the continents.
Bitch, no, because you finna try me.
Just name them.
So Asia, Africa, I haven't done Europe yet. I've done North America. Uh-huh. Oh, name all of them. There's seven. Uh-huh. Antarctica.
And Antarctica.
Fuck you. Uh-huh. Isn't India a continent? No. Australia. And what else? That's six. Is there six or seven?
I'm going to give you a pass because you didn't say South America, I think.
I said South America and North America. Yeah. Maybe your numbers are off. We know numbers aren't your thing.
Well, I know India ain't it.
Well, so. Bitch, fuck you. I know it's big.
At least I got that.
Bitch, I know it's in Asia.
Africa.
It's big. I said Africa. Bitch, I've been to Africa.
What did you skip then?
Did I say?
You missed
South
America.
North America, not South. Okay, my bad. Well, I ain't been to South America either. So anyways, mine also says, so it says work in finance, looking for more than just fun, in quotes. I put that I was bi because I swipe both men and women.
Why would you put that?
Because I have women, like, as I'm putting, there's a slow cut.
Let me tell you something. Okay, finish.
No. And I do this because, like I've said before.
Nothing you said, it sounded very gender neutral.
Wait, it is.
Take bi out and then maybe you'll have men that think you're not looking for, like.
But I'm not, but I'm saying bi because. I don't, like, I'm looking for women as well.
Okay.
And so let me finish.
See you.
Because following that is that I say, I don't want to join you and your boyfriend. I put that because a lot of couples, like, it'll be a girl that matches me. And then when we get into talking, she sends me stuff. I want you to join me and my boyfriend.
Here's the thing with talking about.
I've had a lot of that. I've had a ton of that, which is why I put that. Let me finish my goddamn bio.
Oh, I thought you were done.
So then I got
real. Don't they only give you 160? It's like a toy.
Bitch, fuck you. I got my third paragraph says, in a generation where everyone just wants a hookup, where do I find someone who wants to invest in getting to know someone first? Make an effort to see someone. The simple things. Because that, I feel like, is what people aren't looking to get to do. Like,
so. I'm going to give you this one piece of advice, and this is what...
Take out bi with the girl emoji?
I'm going to tell you why. Because I think your sexuality should remain a little bit outside of Twitter if you're really looking for more. It's not their business yet. They don't know you yet. So you don't need to tell them your sexuality yet. Women can see you on there, and the men can see you on there.
Right.
I think that a lot of men, which is why I like to keep it private, because they just assume when you say bye, like, oh, I'm about to fuck her.
I'm about to have a threesome. Right.
I feel like when you put it on the forefront, you give someone the room to, like, then start to just think that you're easier or ready for something different when you're not.
Okay.
The girls can see you already.
Right. But a lot of the girls that I'm getting are trying to get me with their boyfriends.
Just put no couples then.
Just put no couples.
Right.
Okay. That I can change that. Yeah. I can change that.
But
all
if you take that out, then you'll probably have less men thinking like, oh.
Yeah. Do that again.
Am I Lois from Family Guy? I'm Tina.
Okay, and that makes sense. Okay, I could.
It's just kind of like
I could fuck with
and
it.
And I'm gonna tell you where I get that from. When we interviewed, I think it was episode 37, the trans dude.
Right.
He talked about it really not being someone's business yet, and it's true. Like, you might not know if you even give a fuck to tell a nigga you bi. Imagine if you go on a first date and he's like, "Oh, so you fuck hoes too?"
No, you're right. You're right, and that has been a question.
I'm sure it has. I've had it on my bio before too.
It has. Okay.
So I realized that was a mistake.
Okay, so that's. Look at you giving some good advice that I actually listening to. Okay. All right. Because most of the shit you say in one and out, out the other. So what I wanted to do now is, and I'm going to end up, anyways, I don't need to let y'all know what I do on the back end. But I'm going to go ahead and play a hoe mail for the.
Yo, that dude had me dying,
Oh, you heard it?
I thought he was from Louisiana.
No, Virginia. He said, man, Deezy. And Weezy, what the fuck?
It was great.
So basically, guys, if you don't know, we are now accepting voicemails from you guys. Weezy, do you have the number real quick to pull up so that you can say it or
know.
No? Okay, so.
Bitch, one step ahead.
So what we're allowing you guys to do now is send us voicemails, and you can ask us your home mail or even better. You can let us know how fucking great we're doing. If you fucking hate an episode and want to get something off your motherfucking chest,
oh, give us a read. That's a great idea. Give sound off on the motherfucking voicemail.
So yeah, call
say something, bitch. All right, the number is 845-419-3809. And it's a Google Voice number that you can't call and like have us answer, but you can leave the voicemail. We won't read your number off. You don't have to tell your name.
No, we listen to them. If you guys want to just find a way to click that number, you can go to our Instagram page at @horrible_decisions, or you can go to my personal page at Full Court Pumps, and I have the call button under my bio as well. So I'm going to go ahead and play this whole mail for this week. Shout out to him. And it's a really good question, too. So I wanted to go ahead and put this. So here we go.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Listen, I'm calling because I want to ask y'all something. All right. I've been with my lady for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Sagittarius, man, so I get bored easy. How y'all feel about, or how y'all think I should come off on asking my lady to get into the swing of life? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't afraid for, you know, my lady to be sexually intimate with another man, because I done did everything pretty much to be done to her possible. So, you know, no intimidation there. You know what I'm saying? Nigga might be bigger, but I ain't saying that. So we just trying to figure out, y'all give me some advice, man. Am I foul for thinking like that, wanting to be in a swinger relationship? I mean, I love her to death, don't want to leave her, none of that shit. It's just that I'm very sexually active. I like different women. I love different women. I just want to enjoy that shit without it being no secret shit. So, y'all give me some game, man. How I love me. Go on.
Go.
Can I just give him kudos for acknowledging that he wants to fuck other women but not trying to be one-sided about it?
I loved it. I loved it. Not only that, he was into the swinging lifestyle in fully. He didn't say he was going to be in inclusive and or exclusive.
She can only be with girls.
She can only be with girls. He even said, I would allow her to be with other men. I'm confident
in myself.
Something I
did find funny that he said. He goes, I already did everything I could do to her, so.
Right. So, I
whatever. You can have that ass. I'm sorry.
I really like his confidence. He said he loved her, and this isn't something, he just said he wants other pussy. And I want a lot of our listeners to know, because we talk about this, especially talking about non-monogamy a lot of times, there are ways to have sexual relationships without being emotionally attached. And this is something I can speak on, because it's something that I'm looking for in a partner. I would enjoy the swinging lifestyle. And it's because I'm fine with my man going to fuck someone else, but the side that you're okay with, the whole taking bitches on dates and getting to know them, nah, bruh, cut the shit. Fuck her pussy and leave it go.
And like, that's the thing. It. Like, this is strictly what he's talking about is strictly a swinger thing.
Swinger.
Because there are different type of non-monogamy relationships. And so the reason that I'm okay with that is because I don't want to just fuck some dude. Like, I want to be taken out.
Right.
I want those things. So I have to be fair in that aspect. But I don't know. This is the thing. I can't speak for your girl, the friend that you're with. But I don't know how comfortable other women are with that.
Right.
It's scary because she's gonna be like, "Damn, do you want me to fuck another man? Does that mean you don't care about me?" Like,
and that could be that actually is a lot of the things that women feel when maybe their man wants them. Of course, we call it a train, but a man MMF threesome. A lot of women feel less loved or less special because they feel like, "Damn, you really want to share my pussy with the next nigga?"
Right.
To bring this up to her, I would maybe let her listen to this episode. but no,
yeah, she does.
Honestly, it would be something that I would start off small with. I would start off seeing if she would be okay with bringing anyone into the bedroom at all. Also, let
that's
her.
That's a good idea.
I think it would be, that's like a baby step to get into if she's okay with swinging. Also, maybe a tiny bit bigger step than that, seeing if she's even interested in going to a sex club. There's sex clubs all over. There's, you know.
And even if that's a baby step to the sex club, is strip club.
A strip club.
I don't. This
yeah.
Is the thing.
Oh
I don't
no, I didn't even think
early,
of that. You're right.
I don't know how early on this idea is. So like, here's the thing. The good thing with the strip club is you finding out if she's interested in women or enjoys watching women touch you and stuff. And
yeah.
Strippers are usually good at wanting to get that check, so they know how to play the game.
They do.
Oh wow, you're so hot. You could probably work here. They always tell that lie. And then like, you know, they're just very cautious of the woman most of the time.
They
so
are.
Like, I think that would be good. And then what's great about doing the strip club first is like once you go home, be like, did you like that? Did you like
absolutely
the way she looked? Like,
and
who was your favorite? Then you
because this is going to be impossible. We talked about it earlier in this episode. Jealousy is real. And if you have someone who is super possessive or gets super jealous, that might not be even be an option. But I also think it's very important for you to tell her what you told us, is that you love her, you don't want to leave her, and this is just something that you've been interested in. I've said it a lot on the episode. This could be with any type of kink. You don't ever want your partner to go out and find it somewhere else.
Right.
So even if this is something maybe you can try and you can let her know, baby, can you try this with me? If you don't like it, we'll think of something else.
And the truth is, most women are very emotional, and they would like to hear that, like, the love is just for me and the dick is for someone else.
Yeah, agreed.
I also think, I'm kind of confused, so swinging to me,
yes.
Not what I'm assuming swinging, yeah, is exchanging partners, like, at a party and,
you
like,
can exchange with a couple
and, like,
or in the sex
club
vibe.
I think you would also need to figure out if he wants to do it like that, or if he wants to fuck bitches on his own and she fucks dudes on her own.
Well, no, that's not swinging.
I know, but...
Oh, so that would be if you're at a sex club, but...
I just wasn't sure if, like, he wants to
If he
be
wants
there.
To watch, oh, yeah. While she's getting fucked
That's
by a man.
That's another thing, too.
I think that would be something else you would need to discuss with her.
And truth be told, like, once that strip club thing happens, or that first starter baby step to whatever, like, once that conversation's going, then you start talking about boundaries. Like, okay, I couldn't handle that.
Right.
I could handle this. Blah, blah, blah. I mean... Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's a good idea.
So I think that is just, like I said, start off small, see if she would even like anyone else in the bedroom. Then I like the strip club. That was a very good tip. I would definitely take her to the strip club, see her comfortability with you being around other women and seeing how she reacts to that, and then having a conversation after that. And then maybe doing your own research on sex clubs and maybe seeing if she would be interested in going there. And then, because being a part of the swinging life can cost a lot of money. There's swinger communities and swinger groups that go on vacations and literally just do this stuff at resorts. Hedonism in Jamaica is one where a lot of couples go and swap.
Right.
So it can be an expensive lifestyle. So again, this is something that I think you should just talk to her about.
Shit, but so is being single. So you want some new pussy, you got to pay for it. You would have to take the bitch to dinner, so you pay $250 to get in.
You right. There you go. There you go. So I hope this helps. Please give us an update on how that goes with you guys. Hopefully it works out. And
why
y'all
do you keep throwing the panties out here?
What?
I thought I put in the bag.
No.
They're new underwear, bitch. They might be from China.
They're from China. I'm washing them. I'm washing them first. I don't know if you know, this is not touching my bare vagina. You're probably right. I ain't gonna hold you. You're probably right. So for the second one, real quick, before we wrap up, we actually have a whole mail update, and this was a recent one. This is from the episode with
Situationships.
Taomi.
Situationships.
No, this is the one. Yeah, with
that
Taomi.
That was a dope.
So it says, email. Hi, Mandy and Weezy. I just listened to the episode where you read my home mail, and I'm fangirling. I can't believe you actually read mine on the show. Y'all, we really be trying to get y'all. Y'all really got to start submitted some stuff that I
Take
can read
off
though.
DM. Please put it in the
But
email.
Not only that, can I read it? And y'all can't be making this shit six paragraphs. We ain't got all that time
like,
to be reading six
paragraphs.
I know
paragraphs. That it feels like a therapy sesh and I totally feel you, but like, bitch. You know we got an hour in this motherfucker.
You know, so it says, I just wanted to thank you guys and Taomi for the awesome advice. I agreed with everything you all said. As an update, my situationship actually turned into a real relationship a few days after I sent my whole mail. He asked me to be his official monogamous girlfriend on New Year's Day. After it finally happened, it felt like nothing changed. Taomi was right. It should have been more about the love all along and less about a title. You were all correct when you assumed that it was more about my friends and societal norms that really pressured me to feel like I needed a title so badly. Looking back, it would have been so much less stressful for me to be less focused on being his girlfriend and more focused on just being happy with him the way we were. I do want to let you all know that I am not just a lie down and a take it kind of girl. I did ask him to be my boyfriend multiple times over the past 2 years, and he said no every time. Insert rolling eyes emoji. I should have included that in my original home mail. I can't lie, though. Since I've gotten the title of girlfriend, even though things don't feel exactly different between him and I do feel a lot more secure and less crazy. And Taomi was also right when she said that when he did finally choose to be with me, it would feel like a gift. It really does. I feel like I have put in so much work the last 2 years and have finally been rewarded. I feel kind of silly after listening to you guys that a title should mean so much to me, but I guess it does since I feel such a feeling of relief now. I just wanted to thank you guys, give you an update, and keep doing great things. Finally, sincerely, finally got wife.
You know what this really is? This is ho hope.
This is hope for all the hoes just lingering in situationships.
But you know why I like that email too? Because like a lot of times people will try to like tell you like it's never gonna happen to you. It's never gonna happen. He doesn't
do
it now.
A lot of people, yeah.
And like actually, you know what? They're gonna know who I'm talking about. So I'm not gonna say it.
Okay. Pause.
I had someone give me some advice that I thought was like super rude. Not you when we got in that argument.
Oh. Because I give you a lot of advice.
This girl was just like, oh, like if you were the one, then this would happen or this and this and this. And it's just like, girl, how do you know that?
Right.
And I think people move in different ways. And I think that's great.
Which is why a lot of the books even on dating, like How to Think Like a Man and the 30-Day Rule on dates, you could fuck someone on the first night and become a girlfriend, or you could fuck someone, you know, down the line.
The only man I ever lived with, I slept with. Like, I think on our second date.
Straight out the club. Roxy's, yeah, Orlando.
And, I mean, he was still... that shit really fucking don't matter. Didn't Loopy say...
My first boyfriend, for real, I fucked his brother first. Okay. So.
And that was Horrible Decisions. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in.
I hate you so much.
If you're new and you... I don't know what... Mandy's fucked a brother.
But yeah, no, I totally loved her letter, and I'm glad that they got together. And I love that we brought in the idea that you can be content with what you have with someone. Quote, yeah. And right, and like I said, me and 24/7 probably sat and talked for an hour, and we both knew we were exactly on the same page, to like where he was like, he called me a rare breed girl. I take that. And I saw my nickname in his phone, but I got to ask him what it
means.
It's
not like you could fit his dick up your ass. That's probably
but we've only had anal like twice. It's a little too big, and it just gets... And I can't smoke right now, so I can't get all the way relaxed. So my ass muscles be tight. And when he be trying to, I be like, oh,
do some poppers.
Not today.
Do some poppers.
No, but then, well, now I probably could since I'm not eating. I don't really have shit in my canal to be worried about, you know.
Do some poppers. For those of you who don't know what it is, we've discussed it on some other episodes. But if you want to ever find it, it's called Leather Cleaner. It's not legal.
it's not poppers, legal. Just
but you pretty much sniff it, and it just gives you this really warm head rush, but it's for gay men use it for anal sex, and it really opens your booty hole up.
Yeah. Thanks for the tip on me.
I mean,
I don't want to.
I wish that was the drug I did today, but unfortunately, I consumed a goddamn brownie.
Also, guys, I want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons on Patreon.com. As you see, we're dropping video footage now. We got the lights and shit. But we love all of the support that we're getting from you guys, and it's going to help us bring merchandise to you, which is what we're working on now. And so if you guys want to see the full video recording of our episodes, go ahead and become a patron at patreon.com/horribledecisions.
Thank you for your $5 a month. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
And we definitely have our $15 patrons too, and we'll be giving them a shout out. I just want to make sure we're allowed to say their names on air first. But yeah, thank you guys so very much. Again, keep giving us feedback. We're trying to get better. I love this episode. I hope y'all do too. This
you know why, actually, bitch? Because we're getting along.
Because you're high. Maybe you need to be high more often, because you're not in this
world right
now.
You know
what?
Right, Sade won't do my hair unless I've smoked. Like, our live because show day, she was like, Wheezy, go outside.
You're a different person, bro. Like, maybe this is helping. She's been drawing dicks the whole time. I think she drew it squirting out some cum on the paper.
It just
kind of
helps me.
I guess
it's
therapy.
Like the knitting for Lisa.
I guess it's therapy to draw dicks now.
My therapist told me to start doing stuff with my hands. I'm like, besides masturbating? Sure.
But thank you, guys. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, I just want to say y'all look dope. Like, Mandy, you're so fucking sexy. It's unbelievable. Keep doing your thing. 2018. Bless up. Horrible Decisions. Peace.